Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of that, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos. Chris Prefontaine is here. He's an unwitting victim of all. He's been sucked into our vortex, into our black hole, and now that he's here, he can check out anytime he likes, but he can never leave. Chris, fair warning, that's all I got to say.
That's all good.
SmartRealEstateCoach.com is the website. His book is Real Estate on Your Own Terms, wherever books are sold. It's a best-selling book on Amazon. We're talking about real estate. We're talking about, we talked earlier about small business owning their own real estate. We talked about the demographic disruptions that are going on right now, unprecedented in the residential market. Chris, I'm going to let you just talk a little bit more about how you've been helping people be more creative in adjusting to these circumstances, these changes in the real estate. Is most of your work in the residential side?
It is primarily single families, and then we'll run into either pointedly or run into the occasional 4, 5, 6 unit building and grab it if it's a good deal.
What is causing, what do you think, and I know, folks, this might sound like I'm asking the same question again, but I want to make sure you hear this from Chris. What is the pressure causing people to have to be creative in selling their residential property? Where's the pressure coming from? Where's the pain?
There's two. One is the millennial push to just do things a little bit later in life, and that you mentioned earlier. And the second is the tightening of the banks. It's not getting any easier for people to get mortgages. So you got about 80-82% of the market that can't go get a loan today without any work on their credit or enhancing things. They just can't.
All right. So you got a combination. It's like a perfect storm coming together. And
yeah.
And also the difference in the way people it has to be said that the middle class has been struggling since 2008, and millennials are part of that middle class. People who own these houses are part of the middle class. We have been. I mean, Wall Street's gotten better, but Main Street middle class America has been struggling. There's no question about that, and that's manifesting in some degree in the way real estate's been sold. So talk to us, walk us through some of the scenarios that you've seen and how you help people be creative.
Well, there's a seller side and the buyer side, right? So on the seller side, you still, believe it or not, from 08, have sellers that are left with mortgages that are about what the house is worth, so they can't afford to pay a realtor. So if they sell to us on terms, they take care of their issue, or they get debt relief, or they're able to move, whatever it might be for them. And then on the buying end, to address that 80% of the people that can't go get a loan, we help them go through a credit enhancement or a credit repair, whatever they might need, gives them time to get that done and or to save up some more down payment so they go through a rent-to-own program to purchase. It just takes them a few years. Mm-hmm. But today, I mean, there's been plenty, Jim, that come up to us and they can't even, you know, they're in tears because they thought they never could buy. At least we give them a platform to go ahead and a runway to go ahead and buy eventually.
But you've got to find a house that meets a certain profile, right? It's got to, number one, the person who's selling it owns it outright and doesn't have to worry about a mortgage company rules, and who is willing to not have their money up front, who's willing to take an amortization, who's willing to take income over time rather than have all the money all at once, right? You got to have that scenario at least.
Yeah, that's a piece of it. But remember, if they do have a mortgage, they're not selling it because you're right, the bank wouldn't allow them to, but they can lease it out. There's very few restrictions on that.
So okay, so they could lease, and they would be leased to sell? So you would give them credit for their lease?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So the occupant then, the new occupant, wouldn't have anything. They would have just the strength of the lease to be able to come back and reclaim their money, right?
Yeah, they're going to have a solid lease purchase agreement. They're going to have a definitive cash out date with the bank. They're going to have a plan with the bank and the credit repair, so they know by X date they can go ahead and cash that out. This is not a rent maybe buy. This is a rent to buy permanent.
Now, remember, and I'm going to say one last thing, Chris. We're going to get you back and talk about this some more. Folks, if you're the new occupant, you must make sure that the person you give your lease check to is making the payments to the mortgage company. There have been lots of nightmares out there about that, isn't there, Chris?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, Chris, give us the website quickly one more time.
SmartRealEstateCoach.com.
Hey, will you come back?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get you back again another day. Chris Prefontaine, ladies and gentlemen, SmartRealEstateCoach.com. Check out that website. I'm Jim Blasingy, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.